This is IGN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is IGN.
Star Trek Resurgence Review by Will Borger. Star Trek and a Telltale-style adventure game seems like a match made in heaven. The two just fit. Star Trek's best and most beloved stories are about dialogue, not just two characters talking to each other, but about how people relate to one another and the world around them. It's about the choices we make when faced with tough decisions, what we could be if we learned from our past mistakes, and the strength gained by uniting diverse peoples and cultures. All of that can be hard to do in a video game, which are typically too busy firing phasers and torpedoes to get more than a few words in edgewise. Star Trek Resurgence's conversation-heavy approach doesn't always work, but it never loses sight of what makes Star Trek, well, Star Trek. And when the developers at Dramatic Labs lock onto that signal, it nails the series' appeal while providing an engaging story full of memorable characters. Resurgence follows the crew of the USS Resolute, picking up a few years after the end of Star Trek Nemesis, the final Next Generation film. The story puts you in control of two instantly likable characters, Jara Rydek, a humble yet accomplished Academy graduate who has been brought in to be the ship's new first officer, and Carter Diaz, a charming and funny, adventure-hungry engineer who used his great talent to skip the academy and enlist to get out and see the galaxy. Then there's the ship itself. The Resolute is a science vessel, and its first mission back is a doozy, negotiating a settlement between the Elydians and the Hotari, two alien races feuding over who owns valuable dilithium mines. It might sound like a lot right off the bat, but the decision to front-load so much of the plot pays off. I was immediately invested in both Jara and Carter's lives and the pressures they were under to balance so many things while staying true to their mission. It also sets up some great moments later on in the story, where several of these issues rear their heads at the same time, but it only works because Dramatic Labs has spent so much time establishing who our characters are, what they want, and the problems, both personal and professional, they're facing. The perspective effectively bounces between Jara and Carter depending on the situation. Sometimes that means giving orders from the bridge or leading an away team. Other times it means rerouting power to a critical system or taking a spacewalk to repair the Resolute. It gives you a better idea of the stakes for everyone aboard. Problems apply to more than the folks on the bridge and makes scenarios more exciting. Jara and Carter rarely directly interact with one another, but both of them play important roles in the story, and Dramatic Labs does a good job showing how the decisions made by one of them can impact the other. You'll have to make these choices quickly, too, because you're on a timer. Sometimes it's fast and sometimes it's slow, but you have to respond, or not, but choosing not to decide is a choice in and of itself. I never felt rushed during big moments, but I knew I had to be decisive, and so did the characters I was controlling. The timer was fast enough to make me think on my feet, but not so overwhelming that I felt paralyzed by indecision. Better still, I felt I understood Jara and Carter more because I had just as much time to work through the issues as they did. Resurgence also looks good. It's not God of War or anything, but character models, especially their faces, are beautifully animated and full of personality, and many of the late-game environments are stunning. There's a little jank here in things like the walk animations, but I was often so stunned by how well the characters emoted that I almost forgot about it. And no matter who it was, I enjoyed spending time with these characters and watching them grow as people. One of the great strengths of Resurgence is that it does a great job of making its scenarios feel like there's no right answer, or that you're sometimes stuck with the best of bad options. And these decisions can get complicated, quickly. That said, I do wish the consequences of certain choices had more effect on the story. Sometimes you'll make what feels like an important decision only to realize later that it didn't matter much. That's inevitable in a game like Resurgence. The story has to continue no matter what you do, but it never feels good when it happens. Of course, all those dialogue options and moral dilemmas are broken up by Resurgence's moment-to-moment action, which is respectable. There's a lot of variety here. You'll fly shuttles, fire phasers, command the Resolute from the bridge, solve engineering puzzles, scan things with your tricorder, and sneak around hostile environments. And nearly all of it is engaging and feels like what we should be doing in a Star Trek game. I particularly enjoyed the flying and shooting segments because they required me to make quick decisions. Best of all, these segments are never one-offs, so you're building skills that can be used in more difficult, stressful scenarios later on. Resurgence does an admirable job of capturing the spirit of Star Trek. This is a series that fundamentally believes in doing the right thing and treating others with compassion, and that's reflected by the many well-written decisions you're presented with here. The choices are almost never easy, but the lack of a morality system or any indication of what you're supposed to do creates a sense of freedom to act how you imagine these characters would. I wish certain storylines had more closure, and I would love some version of a chapter select, but by the time the credits rolled, I was satisfied with the choices I'd made and entertained by the wide variety of Trek-flavored minigames, and already thinking about what I'd do differently the next time. And that's what Star Trek is really about. Choice. The choice to be better today than we were yesterday, to accept one another, to try and do the right thing. Resurgence gets that. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Jackson. And for the latest updates on Star Trek Resurgence, visit IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.